Zola. And Rob is a founding member of Blue Highway. Rob's been named the IBMA Dobro Player of the Year for an unmatched 15 times. Pretty incredible. Their Grammy-nominated album came out Before the Sun Goes Down. It's just breathtaking. If you haven't picked it up, I encourage you. By the way, friends, if you don't know about the fact that musicians don't make a heck of a lot of money on Spotify, let me inform you that an average musician gets 0.0028, roughly 1/28 of a cent every time you listen to it. So we encourage you to stop by and pick up their albums. They're going to be over there signing them. Not only that, they've got a brand new record coming out on Compass Records this fall. It's going to be called World Full of Blues. Will you please make welcome to Telluride the way only a Telluride can, Trey Hensley and Rob Ikes, please.
Y'all ready for some more music?
Brown eyes.
I was doing all that singing on the first couple songs. Aaron, I was really crushing it. Great to be here, folks. I'm sure we'll get the... Yeah. But it is great to be here in Telluride. We love it here. We've been in Colorado all week. We were teaching in Vail at Tommy Emmanuel's guitar camp earlier this week. Had a great time there. Played in Colorado Springs a couple days ago. And had a beautiful drive up yesterday from Colorado Springs. So we'll come to Colorado anytime y'all want to see us. We love it out here. Yeah. Well, let me introduce this guy singing and playing the guitar for you. He debuted on the Grand Ole Opry when he was just 11 years old. And Marty Stewart heard him play. Trey had just been playing guitar for a few months, and Marty heard him, and he was so impressed, he invited him to the Grand Ole Opry. And Trey got to meet Earl Scruggs that night. And that's when I met Trey, because I worked with Earl Scruggs for about 10 years. And one of the most talented guys you'll ever hear, excellent singer, guitar player, and songwriter. We're gonna do a lot of his originals today. And give it up from Jonesboro, Tennessee, now living in Nashville, Mr. Trey Hensley. Check, check. Oh, yes. Here we are. And yeah, amazing songwriter too. We're gonna do a lot of his originals today, including this next one, kind of a spooky number. It's gonna be a first track on our new record, which comes out in September. This is one of Trey's called Born with the Blues. Thank you.
God is nothing. You got nothing left to lose. I'll die weeping, but I want one with the blues. Sky. I never knew October to be so hot and dry, but it feels real good, but they tell me that it's not. But we take it day by day on this big green floating rock. It's just a world full of blue. It's just a world full of blue. I do admit it, if you've been keeping up with the news, it's just a world full of blue. Thank you. take my time, my friend, to the devil is a friend of mine. If I come home, don't need a lie, just my kids will sleep tonight. Well, I ran into the devil and he loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah and a cave up in the hills. Said, oh, I'm gonna take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home, don't need a lie, just my kids will sleep tonight.
So much, folks. We're going to do an old Merle Travis song now. This is one of the coolest songs ever written, I think. We got a ride here this morning from the hotel, and the driver was telling us about all the mining and stuff they used to do up in the hills, and this is a Merle Travis song that I think he kind of summed up that life. It's a tough life, and hope you enjoy Dark as a Dungeon. Thank you.
seek not true fortune in the dark, dreary mind. For it'll form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of pure blood runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, where the dangers are double, pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon, way down in the mine.
Watson time. We got any Doc Watson fans out there? There's one of Doc's called Way Down Here.
Oh, me and it's all mine. guitar, the other one around my dear.
Time so far today. We're thrilled to be here in Telluride. This has been a big, big bucket list for me for a long time. So thank y'all for having us out here. Yeah, it's impossible to beat Colorado. Anytime we're invited to come to Colorado, we're there. It's absolutely my favorite place to come to. So again, we're thrilled to be here. I want to introduce this guy here playing the dobro. You might have heard this earlier, but if you didn't, he is the 15-time International Bluegrass Music Association's Dobro Player of the Year. And that makes him the most awarded musician in IBMA history, which is very cool. Yeah. He's played with everybody you could possibly ever think of, from people like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton and Doc Watson, Tony Rice, Earl Scruggs, and Don Henley of the Eagles, and Diamond David Lee Roth of Van Halen. So that's everybody. Yeah, a lot less spandex in the David Lee Roth gig than the Doc Watson gig for sure, but still some. Pretty much if you've heard good dobro played in your life in person or on the radio, good chance it's been this guy. One of the most incredible musicians to ever walk the face of the planet, originally from San Francisco, California. Now makes his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all give it up for Rob Ikes on the dobro. Thank you.
go out the door. House of a man down there, might be old man, I don't know. You've got me trapped on this second floor. If I get by this time, I won't be trapped on my arm. So raise your window, baby, while my ease out's on the floor. They don't know.
Folks, I did want to mention we are playing a Nightgrass set tonight at the Full Moon, the Flaming Moon, and we brought our rhythm section for that show tonight. So we'll have Mike Bubb and John Albee with us, and a lot of special guests. So come join us down there. And do we have any Beatles fans here today? I can tell you we're doing our stuff tonight. All right. Well, Trey, you know my daughter, she's 19. She loves the Beatles. And last year she was saying, you guys needed to work up some Beatles songs. And I was like, I don't know if it would fit. And then around that time, Trey brought this one, and I said, yes, that fits great. So hoping.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on. She no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurt. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no. A love that should have lasted years. Well, you want her, you need her, but yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be time when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you feel nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no, a love that should have lasted years.
Thank you all very much. We've had such a great time here today. Again, thanks so much for everybody here at the festival for having us out here. This has been a big check off the bucket list, and hopefully we can come back again. Yeah. Y'all give another big round of applause to Mr. Rob Ikes on the dobro.
Thank you so much, folks. I came here for the first time when I was about 23, and I've done it a couple times since then. It's always a pleasure. It's always great to be here. Come check us out at the Nightcrash show tonight. And we got a new record coming out in September. We're so excited about this. We got some great special guests on there, including Vince Gill and the great Taj Mahal. So keep your eyes out for that. And we will see you next time. One more time, Mr. Trey Hensley on the guitar and vocals. We're going to do you a good old time Bo Diddley bluegrass number for you. Hope you enjoy this one. It's got a great title. It's called You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover.
And you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Well, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. And you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh.
Thanks so much, folks. We appreciate it.